This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that new home sales rebounded unexpectedly last month, but were still the second worst on record and remained well below last year's levels. Sales rose 4.7% in February to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 337,000 from an upwardly revised January figure of 322,000. Economists had expected February sales to fall to a pace of 300,000 units. The U.S. Energy Information Administration this morning released its weekly U.S. petroleum supply and demand report. Crude oil stocks were estimated at 356.6 million barrels, up 3.3 million barrels from last week. Total gasoline is estimated at 214.6 million barrels, down 1.1 million barrels from a week ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 78.34 is up 174 points. The NASDAQ 15.47 is up 31, and the S&P 500 at 8.23 is up 17 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Wednesday morning in Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5.83, down 5 on the open. July, 5.90, down 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.27, down 8 on the open. July, 5.40, down 7.5. May corn opened at 3.90, down 3.75 on the open. July, $4, down 4.25. December, 4.20.5, down 4.75 on the open. May beans opened at 9.61, down 6 on the open. July, 9.57, down 6.75. August, 9.42, down 2. November, 8.90, down 6.5. January, 9.03, down 4. March of 2010, 9.11, down 4 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 301.50, down 180 on the open. July, 296.80, down 140. May soybean oil opened at 32.85, down 42 on the open. July, 33.20, down 36. April live cattle opened at 85.55, up 10 on the open. March feeders, 94.05, up 5. April lean hogs, 61.50, up 15. And May bellies, 88, down 50 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
This week has been a relatively quiet week, down up one day, down a little bit the next day, but generally in a fairly narrow trading range. What, if anything, is this market trying to tell us?
Well, I think it we have seen several things. And the background, of course, is the Argentine farmer strike that created some demand in the international basis levels on, corn and soybeans. And, of course, we have seen a good stock market rally. And the crude oil prices are above $50, and that, of course, means $4 cheap corn to $50 crude oil equates into profits at an ethanol facility. We have seen some demand pickup in the soybean oil area, which equates also to better soybean crush margins. There is definitely the profit-taking feeling in the marketplace that started yesterday. and continues on today. And we have seen a lot of cash move in the Midwest. There's definitely a feeling to take profits in the commodity market because of the planning intentions report. My private meteorologist continues to point out a very wet weather forecast for the three major growing areas in the United States, the Southeast, the Midwest, and the winter wheat growing areas. It's basically a wet forecast, and that could also augur for some extra soybeans if it would continue on. And I think that definitely the profit-taking in the bean market, and there are some predictions by people that say that the dollar is going to weaken in here, but as we look at it here, it's definitely a profit-taking lower market in Chicago this early a.m.
Has the bottom been found in the equity market?
I think so. We basically, the low was the WILL Outlook meeting at the Beef House. It sure
amazing how that works.
Like, it acted like that. Everybody was bearish, and the toxic asset, extra $100 billion they're pouring into it, was also another factor. The problem is that there is a lot of jawboning about let's get the economy going, but there's also a lot of jawboning about health care and a lot of jawboning about increased taxes on certain things down the road. That's also putting a damper on the marketplace. But in the meantime, I don't think we have to worry about the 6,500 or 6,400 low in there breaking at any time soon.
So if the stock market is going to move sideways to higher in here, and you look at previous recessionary recoveries, you generally see the dollar move in tandem higher with the Dow. And I'm wondering if you think that will be true this time as well.
I think the dollar is a separate issue, and I think the dollar is toppy and will go down. I think that's good news for the stock market, and I think that the two are probably opposite at this time. A weaker dollar is probably good for commodities and also the stock market because it shows that things are moving in the system.
What happens with gold then?
Well, in time, I think that gold probably is a bullish commodity, particularly there's a feeling that we are going to inflate the money system and the economies, and that also augurs well for a situation in which gold will probably go up in value.
What will be the surprise on Tuesday's planting intentions report?
If there would be a surprise that the corn acreage would be 86 million acres, that would be the surprise. Our general impression is that this wet weather forecast is probably the item. And I think that the when we're out here driving down the road, there's a lot of anhydrous going on, but I'm surprised there's not a lot more. Our seed sources indicate that the guys are pretty well deciding on their shake right now. Planting weather is going to be the other important key, and we still have to wait a few days to see that. I don't think we're going to see the economic shift because people feel that we're going to $3 corn or a stock market that's 6,000. I think those scary things are over with. But we do need an EPA that does come out with some positive renewable energy mandates to help get some boom back in the farm economy. We also are having problems with this trucking issue with Mexico and trade. We do send a lot of corn and soybean meal down there, and we don't need a trade war at this time with Mexico, and the administration's played some of their cards wrong in that area.
Thank you.
I'm not too sure that that's not the reason we're seeing the sell-off today is the trade problems with Mexico.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a good one.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 574 and a quarter, down 13 and three quarters. At the Board of Trade, May wheat, 521, down 14. May corn, 387, down six and three quarters. July, 397 and a half, down six and three quarters. December, 418 and three quarters, down six and a half. May beans, 949 and a half, down 17 and a half. July, 946, down 17 and three quarters. November, at 883, down 13 and a half. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.